So a neres tamei ani lecha. If the sreita itself agrees and says she's tamei, she says she did this nus, so we don't use a mincha, and we have to burn it. We're talking about now that after the mincha is put into the kodesh, into a kli sharis, so the mincha has kedusha saguf, and now she admits that she did this nus, so we don't use a mincha, but rather it's nisrefes. Or else if two edim come now and tell us that she had nus before we use the mincha, so now the mincha is to be burnt. Or else if a lady stands, the site itself says she doesn't want to drink, so she doesn't want to drink, we don't drink the mincha, but we burn it. Or else if the husband does not want to let her drink the mehamorim, the lacha is it has to be done by the will of the husband. If the husband doesn't want, so then also we don't drink the mincha. Another case is v'shabayla bo'aleh baderech. If we know that on the way up from that town until Yerushalayim, the husband lived with his wife, so he did an avera, because once she becomes a saita, she's also to a husband until they find out, until after she drinks the mehamarim. So if they lived on the road, then the water does not check her out, and therefore there's no purpose to bring a mincha. So if we find out about this before we brought the mincha, the din is this ref is supposed to burn the mincha. Now, b'chol ha'nesuyos l'kohanim, any saita, a lady that's married to a kohen, she's an eses kohen, she's a regular saita, she has to go bring her mincha. The lach is mincha stay in this rafis. She know that minchis are to be burnt. So Rashi says it means like this: v'afilu karav hakemes kuchasai. Even in the case where they brought the mincha the right way, they made a kemitza, took a handful, and they burnt it. V'loy nitmon, it didn't get tamei. Still, the leftover of the mincha nisraf and shirayim. You're supposed to burn the leftover part of the mincha beveis hadeshin. We'll soon see, because that's the lach of a kayin. Every minchas kayin is kule kolul. So since she's an ashes kayin, it's called like a mincha of a kayin. That's the lach of the shirayim is not edible, but rather the whole thing is supposed to be burnt. Now, bas yisrael han shenisayis lekayin. A bas yisrael that got married to a kayin. Minchas and Srefas were the same thing, that her mincha is supposed to be burnt. The kahanis shenisos Yisrael. What about a bas kohen that got married to Yisrael? Minchas and necheles. Here the shirayim, the leftover, is necheles. In other words, we go after the husband. Here the husband is the Yisrael, so it's called the minchas Yisrael. That's the loch of the minchas Yisrael, that the shirayim, the leftover part of the flour, after the kohen makes the kemitza, the leftover is nechol the kahanim. But if the husband is the kohen, that's the halacha. Minchas kohen is kula kol, the whole thing is burnt. Now, ma ben kohen lekahanis, what's the difference between the man that's a kohen or the lady that's a kahanis? Minchas kahanis nechelis. If the kahanis is just that she's a kahanis, but she's married to a Yisrael, then her mincha is nechelis. But that's the halacha. Minchas kohen and a nechelis. But a mincha that the husband is a kohen, there's no part that's edible. The whole thing is burnt. Kahanis mischalelis. If a kahanis lives with a kohen that's pasul to her, she becomes a chalala, she's mechalalis. The kohen ain't mischalal, but the kohen himself, he does not become a chalal. If a kohen marries a gerusha, he does not become a chalal. His kids become a chalal, his wife becomes a chalal, but he does not. Kahanis metamal meisim. There's no issa tumah by a kahanis, by the ladies. The yain kohen metamal meisim, but by the men kahanim, they're also to touch a meis. Kohen echa b'kodesh kadoshim. By Kodesh Kedoshim it's only Zichrei Kuna, men. V'yein Kahanas Echelas B'Kodesh Kedoshim. But ladies are Kahanis, she cannot eat Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, Ma Ben Ishla Isha, what's the difference in Halach is between a regular Yisrael, between an Ish and an Isha? Ho Ish, a man, by a Mitzayra, is Pareyo Purim. He has to rip off Trashi Kishu Manuga. Pareyo Rosh, he has to uncover his hair like. Ho Purim Pagodav, and he has to rip his clothing. Purim Rosh, he has to let his hair grow at that time when he's a nega. And he has to rip his clothing. But V'yein Isha Paras or Paremis. An Isha does not let her hair go wild, and she does not have to rip her clothing if she's a Mitzaras. V'yish Maderes B'nei B'Nazir. A man can make his child become a Nazir. V'yein Isha Maderes B'nei B'Nazir. But a lady cannot be Kabul Naziris for a son. V'yish Megaleach HaNaziris Aviv. When your father dies, if he left over money for the kabbonis of a nazir, his son could use those money or that kabbonis for his kabbonis. But if he ain't isha megalachas on a zero saviyah. But even in the case where the daughter yashins a father, she cannot use that money, the kabbonis, for her kabbonis of a naziris. Ha'ish mekanish has beat the man can marry off his daughter. But a wife cannot marry off a daughter. There's no gzeras kos if she can marry off a daughter. A father could sell his daughter to be an amariah. But a wife, the mother, cannot sell her daughter to be a maid. In a case where the zechi of misav skill upon a man, we stone him undressed. But v'yena isha niskalas aruma. If an isha is mechuyav skila, we don't stone her undressed. Ha'ish nitla, after you stone a man, then you hang him. V'yena isha nitlis. But a lady, we don't let a lady hang. Ha'ish nimka b'gnev osay. If a man stole and he doesn't have money to pay back, halacha is we sell him for an evan ivri to have money in order to pay back. V'yena isha nimkeres b'gnev osay. But in a case where a lady stole and she doesn't have money to pay back, we do not sell her for an amar v'ya in order to have money to be sold back. And all these things we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. All right, we'll stop here. What? You have holding daf chov gimel omer aleph by the Gemara. First says this, Tana Rabbonim, goes in a brace like this. Kol hanesuyes l'kahuna. Any lady that's married to a kohen is minuchuseyem nisrofis. That the halacha is when the wife has to bring her mincha is burnt. So Rashi says it means achas mincha soita, whether the wife is bringing a mincha because she's a soita, the achas minchas nedova. Even if not outside, time she's bringing a mincha of Torahs in the Dova, the locher is her mincha is burnt. What does that mean? Ketzad, what's the locher? And really that's what it says in our Mishnah also. Our Mishnah said, V'chol ha'nesuyis l'kanim, mincha yisayim nesrofis. The menachas have to be burnt. So now the Gemara explains, Ketzad, what's the locher? Locher is like this. Kahanis leviyo v'yisraelis shenistas l'koyim. No matter what the wife is, whether she's a Yisraelis, whether she's Levi or Kahanis, if she's married to a Kohen, you go both to the husband. If the husband is a Kohen, then the halacha is Ein Minchos Anachelis. You're not allowed to eat her Mincha. Even though usually a regular Mincha, when the Kohen brings the Mincha of a Yisrael, the halacha is the Kohen makes the Kemitza, takes the handful of the Shemen and the Kemach, and that he puts on the Mizbeach, he burns, and the rest of it, the Shirayim, is Nechol. The rest of it has a locha like Kodesh Kadoshim that Kahanim are allowed to eat it. Ma'ashenken over here, it's not that way. Here you go, boss of the husband. The locha is when a Kohen brings the mincha, the Torah says, Kula Kolu, the whole thing is burnt. There's no part of the Kohen's mincha that's nechal. The whole thing is burnt. That's the special locha by a Kohen. So here it's like this. Since she's married to a Kohen, so therefore, Ein minchos anachelis. Mifnei sheyesh loy chelik bo. The reason why the shirayim cannot be eaten is because the husband has a chelik in the mincha. And whenever the kohen has a chelik in the mincha, that's the locha mincha of a kohen is supposed to be burnt. There's no part to be eaten. But vi enoy oyla kolu. But it's not like a regular mincha of a kohen. When a regular kohen brings a mincha, the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. There's no kemitz involved. We just take the whole mincha and burn it on the mizbeach. Here we can't do that by the wife of a kohen. Why? Mifnei sheyesh lo chelik bo. Because she has a chelik in this mincha. And she does not have the loch of a kohen. There's only a special loch of a zocher of a man kohen brings his own mincha. That's the chiddush, that his mincha is kula kolu. Those things is burnt. But over here, by a wife, even if she's a bas kohen, even a bas kohen does not have this halacha. A bas kohen, her mincha is like any other mincha that you make a kemitza, and the rest of it is nechal. So over here, you can't burn the whole mincha because she has a chelik in this mincha. So what do we have to do with the mincha of an eshes kohen? Elo ha kohen meitz korv biatzmai. The halacha is you have to make a meitz a kemitza because she has a chelik of the mincha, and because of her chelik, you're supposed to make a kemitza, and the rest should be eaten. So, kol ponim, we have to make a kemitza to burn the kemitza. V'hashirayim, what do we do with the leftover part of a mincha? Is kreivim biyatzman. It's brought by itself. Poshit biyatzman means you burn it on the mizbeach by itself. So, Rashi says, li'achash korav hakemitz. after we brought the kemitzah, after we burnt the kemitzah, that's the handful from this mincha, out because of her portion. Now we have to burn the rest of it because the kohen has the chelek in the rest of it. That's what we do with the mincha of an eshes kohen. So Mori asked the kasha, how could you do that? Ikri kan, we should call over here the inyan of kol shehumi menu liishim is harayu b'bal taktiru. There's like a lav in the Torah. Anytime you have some part of the kabonis or a mincha that's supposed to be burnt, so once you put that part on the mizbeach that's burnt, the rest of it, it's also to put it on the mizbeach to burn it. You're not allowed to burn it. That's this klal of kol shehumi menu liishim. Anything that part of it was put on the mizbeach to be burnt, the rest of it, harayu b'bal taktiru. There's a lav not to burn the rest of it. And like Rashi says, kori kan mimenu, ki the pasuk says, ki chol sar v'chol davash loisak ribul Hashem. And hevel that's what the pasuk should have said. Lomli l'michta mimenu, why does it say, kol alasitlo taktiru mimenu, el midrash, to make a drasha, that by itself you cannot be makter it. That means kol shemimenu oila, kvar ishal Hashem, anything you have that you burnt a part of it, that's the way you're supposed to. The yeshbet, and there's something left over, you're not allowed to burn the leftover. And Rashi says, yeshbet chlal lav zeh, bosa kol kabonis. Any type of a carbon. Now the lach is you burn the imurim. The fats we burn. But the meat goes to the kahanim teat. So there's a lav, you're not allowed to burn that meat. Once you burnt the part you're supposed to of the carbon, the leftover, it's an issa to burn it. Chutz from a carbon oil that the whole thing is burnt. So Rashi says, now v'yesh bechlal zeh shirei menachas. And this lav is also the leftover part of a mincha. So therefore here it's a kasha. V'okinami, dilma bos nechelik shelo islam lemezel. Maybe we have to go after that she has a portion here. And her portion of the mincha should be v'heri haktaras koimitz kelchasai. When the koyin burnt the kemitzah of this carbon, he did the halacha the way he's supposed to. V'yelu shirayim gemurim. And what's left over is called shirayim gemurim. Therefore there should be a lav, you're not allowed to burn the leftover of the shirayim of the mincha. So how can we say over here that by an eshes kayin we burn the rest of her mincha? How could you burn it? It's a suffix. Like it's a suffix that we're burning it. Because maybe you have to go after the husband's portion. But the question is, maybe you have to go after the wife's portion. And if you go after her portion, then there's a lav to burn it. So if the issa a lav, you should not be allowed to burn it. So the Gemara answers, Oma Yehuda, pray to Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, demasik lo l'shum eitzim. I tell you, when we put the rest of the mincha on the mizbeach, you do not burn it with kavono to make a real good haktorah, but rather we burn it l'shem eitzim, as if to say you're only burning it like it's a piece of wood. That's all. And that goes to Reb Lez, like Reb Lez says, to Tanya, Reb Lez Weiner. The apostle says, l'reyach nichoyach. That if you burn the ikka part of the carbon, the emurim, you're not allowed to burn the basar. That's only you're not allowed to put the basar on the mizbeach l'shem or reyach nichoyach. Like for the sake of really burning it, l'shem mitzvahs haktara, to give like nachas ruach tashem. That you're not allowed to do. That's this love. You can't put the leftover to burn on the mizbeach. Avol bot atamalayu l'shum eitzin. But you're allowed to put it on the mizbeach just to burn it like it's wood. You're not doing it l'shem the mitzvah haktorah. You're only doing it l'shem ishim, l'shem burning wood. That's mutter. So therefore here also, the leftover part of the mincha, really it's a suffix if it's supposed to be burnt or not. So really when we burn it with a tanai, as if to say, if we go after a whole portion that you're not allowed to burn it, so then we're not burning it b'toras, a real burning of reyach nichoyach. We're only burning it like you burn wood without any kavon l'shem haktara. But if the lach is we go after the husband's, the kohen's portion, therefore it has a chiyuv haktara, therefore we're burning it. So according to Reb Lez, you can make this tanai, you can get out of the yisra. You won't be over the yisra, that's the yisra. So Gemara says it depends. Ha nichal Reb Lez, this is only good according to Reb Lez shita. The yisra lehai svara, that he holds the lav to burn the leftover is only if you have intentions to do it l'shem mitzvah haktara. But not stamp for the sake of burning like wood. Then you have this Eitzah. Elo the Rabbonah, but according to the Rabbonah and Shita, that argue on Reb Lezer, They do not hold this svara, this reasoning. They hold rather that the lav applies at all times. Any leftover of the mincha of the korban, there's a lav hatera to burn it on the mizbeach. So if so, how come here we're saying the leftover part of the mincha is supposed to burn on the mizbeach? It should be a suffix issa hatera. So the Gemara answers, another teretz is tiyavdiluhu kareb lezer Reb Shimon. It could be they do like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon says. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Aina. Ha-koimeitz, karviyatzmai. True. When an Ashes kain brings a mincha, the koimeitz, the main part that the kain takes with his fingers, that part is burnt on the mizbeach. That's good. Because Mamon of Shuch, this much has to be burnt. Whether it's a kain's, whether it's the Ashes, the wife's, the kmitz has to be burnt. But the question, what about the shirayim? The Torah says like this. You do not have to burn the shirayim. You do not put it on top of the mizbeach, because then there'll be this love of kol shirimenu lishim ariel b'vaktatiru. But rather the Eitzer is just sprinkle it on the Beis HaDeshen. A Beis HaDeshen is another place where you burn it, and not on the mizbeach itself. That's Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Shita. Rashi brings down this Gemara Menachas Shita by a Minchas Choyta Shemev Yal Shemias Koyel. A Kofar on that Shita though, that you're supposed to put the Shirayim al Beis HaDeshen, means on a side firing place, not on top of the Mizbeach. So this Ishter is only you can't burn the leftover of the Mincha on the Mizbeach. Say Nachanami, according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, we do not burn it on the Mizbeach, but rather we burn it on the Beis HaDeshen. Now the Afilu Rabbanin Loi Pligi.